Put your headphones on and plug in. You're listening to Soundbox Reviews First Effect with Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr. Soundbox Reviews is a blog and now podcast which provides news and reviews on newly released tracks so listeners can contemplate if a song is worth their time. First Effect is a branch off, giving listeners Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr's first impressions on newly released tracks with a kick. To check out our latest review and podcasts on Cash In, Cash Out by Pharrell Williams featuring 21 Savage and Tyler the Creator, visit soundbox-reviews at blogspot.com. Without further mixing, let's skip over to Soundbox Reviews First Effect with Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr, Season 1, Episode 3, Pink Venom by Black Pink.
This episode brought to you by Ying Yang Productions, where order and chaos creates art. By Ying Yang Productions, balance delivered.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to welcome you aboard today's flight.
Hey!
How you doing? How's everything going?
I'm good, bro. Living life, enjoying the last days of summer.
You gotta start work soon, right? When do you start?
The 8th. It's like I could have started this week, like technically today, but I already told you like the backstory of like why I cut my vacation shorter just for like 2 days of like, you know, doing, you know, little bitch work type shit.
Yeah.
I mean, work is work, but work, you know me. Yeah. You know me and my pride.
Yeah, but did you have a good summer? You were telling me that you went like fishing and stuff, right?
I technically didn't go fishing. We went crabbing which isn't really fishing. It's more like you have a net and a bucket and you're just trying to scoop up crabs. And it's pretty easy, actually. Like, I don't know, it was fun. It was like a little activity. Like, it felt like summer camp or some shit.
That's dope.
But,
I remember when I was young, my mom had a friend who lived out in New Jersey, and they had a nice house. And you know how summer all about barbecue. So mom took us over there, and the family had some kids, and we kind of did that. We went like walking around. We went to like a lake nearby, threw some rocks. We actually did go fishing. We like rode the bike around. I think I busted my knee. You know how I am. Like whenever we do extracurricular activities, I get a cherry on my leg.
I wish I did more, but like, we're older now. It's like if the resources don't match up, you can't just be all leisurely all the time.
True. All right, bro. So you're ready? The paper boy is here.
What?
The news. I got that news, baby. Some music news straight from the paper boy. Ready?
Sure, let's go.
All right, then let's get smoking.
Shazam.
News with Believer Cassidus and Blair Kern. Soundbox Reviews.
The other day, I think it was Sunday, we had on Sunday, August 28th, we had the VMAs.
Yep.
Bad Bunny was there, Blackpink was there, Eminem Snoop was there, Jid was there.
Yep.
You know who also was there? Johnny Depp showed up.
Oh yeah.
What they did, this is crazy. What they did was, you know
Oh,
the
the
astronaut,
astronaut guy.
yeah,
Yep.
that's on the trophy. They put like a blow up astronaut above the audience, and on the face they put Johnny Depp's face, and he says something like, "I'm available for bar mitzvahs, parties, weddings, etc."
Our boy is free now. He trying to get back in the game. He's like, let's get that money.
Let's
Come
get
on.
it. I'm here.
So let Johnny get his money. Let him do his thing. Like,
One award winner was for best collaboration, Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow for an industry baby. I kind of respect that, it's good to see Jack Harlow come up. He's working with Drake now, doing all that good stuff. So it's nice to see him come up and, be versatile. He's even having like KFC commercials, like really.
I think I just saw a vitamin water commercial. I'm like, I'm not drinking this water no more. No offense. But look, the formula, they changing the formula or something. I don't know. If you try to make me switch from 50 Cent promoting to Lil Nas X, I like, nah. I'm gonna get the vintage vitamin waters.
It's cool to also to see Lil Nas X be very expressive in this video and song. And I just think it was a cool collaboration. I think it was well deserving. Another one I really liked was the Best Hip Hop Award with Nicki Minaj featuring Little Baby. Do We Have a Problem? Is again just like Jack Harlow. It's great to see Little Baby come up. This whole year alone, he's went. He skyrocketed. I mean, I feel like he puts a video up in 24 hours. He has millions of views already. Every song he does is a hit. And like people are copying him. I even saw this one video of this kid just copying his flow.
Wait, it was a little white kid, right? He was looking
Yeah,
a
yeah,
little
yeah.
goofy. Bro, nah, that his songs was going hard. I was like, wait, hold up. Hold up.
That's how you know you made it, like when people are copying your flow.
What they say, like, imitation is the best flattery or some shit or something
Right,
like that, right?
right. Yeah, exactly. In other news, our boy Kenny Beats announced his debut solo album Louis,
Swag.
and that's exciting. I want to know who he's going to feature, what kind of beats he's going to make, and I think this is way overdue. Now this is a studio album, so that's great. He's going to have great production, probably have some cool videos.
Can you see him one day being on his like almost like DJ Khaled shit? It's like we just hear Kenny Beats, and we just know like
I feel
he's
like
making it.
I actually feel like I think of him like a Rick Rubin or something.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see him like I think he's doing a lot of hip hop now because
He
that's
works
what
with a lot of different artists. Like he just doesn't stick to one category, you know?
right. But I feel like he's doing a lot of hip hop because that just makes sense. Everyone wants to listen to hip hop, and but like he does rock music, like you said, he does a lot of different genres. And I think when he gets really famous, he's going to just do it all on a Rick Rubin kind of level.
Swag.
Another great announcement is Bjork. You know, we love Bjork.
Big fans over here.
Yeah, huge fans. She just announced a new album coming out, Falsora, and I don't care what she does on that album. It's gonna
be go wrong. Anything she does is like the goddess has returned and, you know, elevated the masses by bestowing us with her, you know, majestic music.
Right. I can't wait.
Taste. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't wait. She's
bro. What does she come through rapping? Imagine Bjork bars, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I'd be
the nah, just fucking around.
I wouldn't be surprised because she messes with Arca, right? That's one of her big producers. Yeah. And a lot of his beats have that kind of, they're not hip-hop, but they have that kind of hip-hop beat feel
like
to it.
Mystical, like, you know, sometimes dark, sometimes, you know, magical. But yeah, it's like they're a match made in heaven as far as them working together.
That's it for news.
We covered some stuff.
News with Oliver Cassidus and Blair Kerr. Soundbox Reviews.
Ready for Love? Look Like Hit by Bus? TriStar Beauty Bar's latest creation? Pink Venom Body Soap with Rose, Ginger, and Eucalyptus. Used twice daily. For best results, larger lips, thinner body, paler skin, and more. Warning. Beware of the horde of handsome strong men knocking on your door. Star Beauty Bar Pink Venom Soap Bar. Available on Alibaba.
Pink Venom, a more beautiful you.
Did you have a chance to listen to the Blackpink Pink Venom track?
Yeah, I've been listening to it for like, you know, a span of like maybe 3-4 days. And it's like, as I keep listening to it, it's like the more I appreciate it and like it and stop being so like harsh on it. But at the same time, you know, it's a well-made song. It's put together like, you know, strategically. I've told you before, it's like I feel like a lot of these groups, it's like they only put stuff out if it's like top notch.
Yeah, I like this song. If I can put it in one slang contemporary word, it bumped.
Yeah,
it's a fun song and it sticks in your head. I found myself like singing it or like some of the parts like straight to your dome and, you know, all their little catchphrases that they have throughout the song. I mean, that's what they want, right? It's entertaining. Not as entertaining, you know, it's more the music video is more entertaining than the VMA performance, but it's entertaining nonetheless. I think for me, though, besides all that, when I try to go into the weeds with the song, you know, try to like really feel it, it confused me. I was bewildered. I felt like I never had a moment to really put my feet down after, you know, I had to listen it a couple of times and then, oh, okay, this is where Jenny sings. This is where Lisa sings, you know, but like, I was a little confused and not with the lyrics or anything, but just like that rap and sing, it catches you so off guard. And like I said, I felt like I couldn't put my feet down and I couldn't like really appreciate each section as much I wish I could.
What I'll say is I feel like depending on how much of a fan you are of K-pop as a whole, it's almost like you like any group can automatically be your crash course. Like you just listen to 2-3 songs from any group and then you start to understand like what they're doing, what's going on, like what the approach is. And yeah, the same stuff you're pointing out is like you don't always get a clear message or know exactly like what a song is about. It's like they might just have like a catchy thing they'll repeat or just like, you know, the formulaic way about it where it's like there'll be a certain theme or a certain keyword and then it's like that repeats or that'll be like, you know, how they ended off on that. No, it's like it could be a love song. It could be a poppy song. It could be like, you know,
but like
to love, whatever. But I feel like it doesn't always match up. You're right. Because it's like the vibe will change. sporadically throughout
drastically,
any
right.
given track. Mm-hmm. In this song in particular, it's like it's mixed. It's a mixed bag of emotions, but like I'll say, like I really don't always feel the genuineness of the emotion or the intent.
Because you don't feel that emotion, you try to feel it in the music, you know, in the songs and the lyrics and the instrumental. But, you know, for me, and maybe for a lot of American listeners, it's hard to catch that because it's like, again, Jenny opens up, right? And she kind of opens up with like a rap flow and then the singing comes in, but you don't really get to enjoy that. How much can I bank on them, on the beat and the instrumental? I wanted to feel something. You know, instead of, you know, all that dancing. I loved it. It was beautiful. But like, I guess it all confused me and I didn't know where to gravitate to, you know, where they wanted me to gravitate to.
That I'll put it is I feel like it's like a fast paced, like maybe boxing match, wrestling match more so because of like, you know, like we're saying, or like I keep saying, it's like, we don't know how genuine the emotions are or like the things they're saying. It's kind of just like cool things are being said, then they'll sing something that might be more heartfelt or emotional, and then I'll get back to like, okay, now we're jump back to the chorus,
straight to the dome. They knew what's gonna hit me straight to the dome. Like they knew what to get into me, you know.
Back to the reference about boxing, it's like they're just hitting you left and right, where it's like you're just the opponent and you don't really know how to react. It's just like, okay, they're swinging me this way, hit me with the jab, hit me with the uppercut, whatever. And you're just being thrown all this information, and then it comes back around, all right, rest moment. The rest moments are when the chorus comes back around, they're doing their little dance number, whatever, right. And then it'll branch off again, once again, you know. But it works, because, like, they're keeping you in a corner. Like, you can't escape it. It's, like, the full package, you know. Everything is just, like, so enticing and visually stimulating.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You would
say? It is, because I think their target audience will always be the people who aren't going to question deeper. The standard listener or viewer, they're just going to be happy just to be seeing beautiful young women, like, entertaining them. If you care about their backstories and, like, whatever their, you know, persona is, like, if they're the cutesy one, the more tough one, tomboy one, whatever, they have, like, roles to play. And you see that clear and center. Right. In how they put the pieces together.
Right.
When you go into their songs, into this song, any song from any K-pop artist, you're transported to their world. You're transported to what they want it to be about. This song in particular, a lot of dark imagery, you know, not in a bad way. It's just like, oh, edgy and like, you know,
right.
Whatever. These nice, like, you know, cool designer dresses. And then we'll throw on some fitteds. And then we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just a showcase of like, we can do everything.
Right. I mean, when you say like emulating, that's all I receive from the song too. Is like you hear Rihanna, you hear Beyonce, you hear The Weeknd. You know, even when it comes down to the rapping, it's like you hear like this LA, that LA like
West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast in the back. And in saying that, like you can hear and think Venom, all these influences, right? The song starts off with like an Asian Korean sound. And like I said, you had the Rihanna, the Beyonce, The Weeknd with the rap elements and stuff like that. But like you can hear a lot of their influences, which I mean, as Picasso said, you steal, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. I guess for me, I just wish things blended a little bit better. Pink Venom, I really think the influences that it has is what makes it so entertaining. And I guess that goes back to like, where do I stand? Like, do I stand with the Indian flute? Do I stand with Rihanna, Beyonce, The Weeknd? Do I like the rapping? Where do I go? And
I don't know. I think it's a really interesting of how much they incorporate, you know, our American, you know, black culture into their aesthetic. They're paying homage and also, it's just like they're not doing it in such a like vicious, just like
disrespectful
cultural
way,
appropriation way. It's just like it sounds good, it looks good. Like how could we hate it?
After a couple listens, it was, you know, a track that like I said, stuck in my head and it's entertaining. And once you kind of figure out this is K-pop, right? This is how they deliver their stuff, you know, it becomes entertaining and you kind of
son, I got a game for
what
you.
It is.
Listen. Kiss, hitch, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
You know what time it is, folks. It's time for Kiss Hitch Butt, presented by the Youngsters.
Alright, bro, real talk though. You know these girls as baddies. Like, come on. Who's your favorite? Like, who's wifey right now? Who's your little mommy?
I'm not doing this.
Come on, stop, bro. You know, Korean women, they winning right now, bro.
I'm not.
They winning. Nah, man to man, bro.
I don't want to play like, this game.
We being professional all that, but at the same time, like, you know, we could be a little bit playful. Like, for real.
Wait, so like.
Bro.
Nah.
Cute, bro. They all beautiful at the end of the day. Respect our Asian, you know, sisters around the world.
Right.
Bro.
All right.
It's what? Kiss, hitch.
Okay.
Fuck, like who's wifey? All
right.
Who you just trying to, you know, kiss with, make out with, you know, cuddle a little bit. And who are you trying to just tap? You just trying to hit it and quit it.
All right.
For me, I'm marrying Jisoo, bro. I'm marrying Jisoo. I'm kissing Jenny.
Okay.
And Lisa could get it. She looked like a problem. Like, but she looked like she would cause too much drama.
Right.
Like, yo, come on.
Right.
Calm down.
Right.
It ain't like that. And not to leave one out. It's like you just got the three. Maybe the other one could be, you know, friends with benefits, bro. Nah.
Stop. All right.
Now we sounded like it's bar talk.
Oh,
we sounded
man.
Like we at the pub right now. We just getting a little too lit.
Nah, they're all beautiful, like you said. And yeah, it's beautiful to watch them and, you know, perform. And I think I'll be lucky to kiss, hitch, fuck any of them, to be honest. So they could come into my DM at Believer IT Cassidy's.
Bro, I'll take all of them on. Same time. I'm good, bro.
Right.
All right, that was, you know, just a little sidetrack, you know. We just going with the flow, we having fun. We don't mean no harm.
Back on Paramount Mountain, where entertainment lives.
Look, amigos, cave paintings of all who live here. This painting really speaks to me.
Peekaboo! Are y'all ready, kids? I always do this.
So we were talking about backing and like almost what it seems like the unlimited resources of K-pop artists for K-pop artists. And I think a lot of their money, as crazy as this may sound, comes from the government.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, for sure. I read something actually saying that, like, as far as, you know, South Korea is concerned, Korean culture by way of K-pop and Korean dramas is their biggest export. Like, it's their shit that gets the most, like, play, the most views, the most money, the most, like, you know, these fans are paying crazy amounts to go to concerts, to get, like, a full maybe meet and greet package, you know, the little goodie gift box, like, you're a top fan, you know, this, that. Like, the people are really fanatic, and it's, like, it's not even just spread out throughout Korea, but like throughout the rest of the world,
mm-hmm.
where it's even, I don't want to say toppled, but it's even taken over like the mantle of like Japan kind of having that like wave of just like, oh, we create culture. We got crazy movies, crazy video games. Like you come to our land, our country, and it feels like, you know, you're really living that life of what we present.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole K-pop shit or the K-pop scene, I've seen some documentaries where literally, or you see how any which style they might choose to portray a certain day. It's like that fashion, actually, they're so fashion forward, but like they won't really be living that life. Like you might go to Japan and there might be a rocker dude and he really thinks he's a rocker dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like not saying he can't be, but it's like he'll probably like Led Zeppelin and like Ozzy Osbourne.
But the K-pop
people is more like an emulation and a trend. It's like, they're trending, they're running the shit, like they're running the pop culture zeitgeist as a whole. Like you could ask
saying the government is like using them, this is a bad word maybe, but like pawns?
Yeah, for sure. It's like they know that this is like a good way to get their society and culture out there, but they're not really expressing their culture and society. It's more like, how do we get other countries to invest and make us like a destination. It's like,
right,
you can have how many people like thinking they're into Japanese culture and sushi and Naruto and whatever anime, mm-hmm. and they dream of like going to Japan, and then they go there, they might feel like they really like are living that life. They could go eat ramen, they could go do this, go do that. When it comes to Korea, like, I've never been, but I've seen documentaries, like, we know how North Korea is.
Right.
South Korea is a whole different thing. It's like they're really like in a progressive mind state where it's like, okay, this is our biggest export, and then we're getting all the residuals, all the extra money coming in because of this stuff. But can you really say like a foreigner is just gonna be like, yo, I gotta go to Korea, I'm gonna get me a Korean baddie? Like, I don't think any of us, even if we were a rapper or celebrity, like, I don't think we could just show up to Korea,
mm-hmm.
and be like, yo, like, I'm about to bag these girls, or I'm gonna go live that life, like, I'm gonna live my K-drama life. No, it's all like a facade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't really think any of these people, I'm not saying they're not human, I'm not saying they don't have lives. Like, maybe the average everyday person is just looking up to these people, really like celebrities, and be like, yo, like, they go to the swap meet and they're driving motorcycles and they're in the club and they have like futuristic outfits on. It's like, I don't think we're really gonna see that. I think we
right.
might see kids outside dressed up like that just for the culture. And then you ask them about their influences, what films they like. I think they're just going to be like K-pop, K-drama. Like, they're not going to be like, oh,
you say that, and
I love hip-hop, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
But artists maybe will. Like, you know,
yeah.
some of their, one of their groups came over to U.S. and I think they were interviewing maybe with, what's it called, Sway or some shit.
Right.
And they were talking about like, oh, their favorite rappers are Biggie and Tupac. Anybody could say that.
Right. Everybody,
and that's cool.
Everybody says that. Everybody says that. Yeah.
And it's cool that they can name that. Like, they could be like, oh, Biggie
yeah.
and Tupac. But I don't hear it from the stuff they say. It's like,
artists
could say that, and we could be like, oh, we kind of see it.
You also, I mean, you say that, and you think about that. You think about Pink Venom, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't hear, not that I'm fluent in this, but I don't hear anything Korean in that.
Yeah.
Save for
that's
their,
the thing I want to bring up.
Save for their... them singing in some part of singing Korean, but other
yeah,
than that,
language.
Like, you know, like, I can't listen to a K-pop song and go, oh yeah, this is what Korea is like. But when you listen to New York hip-hop, you're like, yo, this is New York hip-hop. Even when you go into New York itself, you're like, well, Brooklyn, yo, this is Brooklyn hip-hop. They sound a little like drill nowadays, right? So you go to the Bronx, they sound like this. But like, I don't feel that. I hear you, bro. I see that. And it's kind of sad, because then you think about the artists, and they don't feel like people when you talk like this. They feel
yeah.
like robots. That's sad.
That's what a lot of the underground talk happens when it comes to these musical acts. It's like, what are they actually like? What do they really like? What are their real inspirations? And yeah, you could go to interviews and stuff, or, you know, try to get some insight.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of them are just like people who are just really inspired by music overall. And they're just playing the game, like the whole Monopoly game of like, okay, I want to be a celebrity, I want to be a star.
Yeah.
But they're giving you, like I said, like what they think you want. They're feeding to the rest of the world, like what is the pinnacles of what is cool. Because like I told you, it's like, you think we could just go to a club in Korea and like these girls are really going to be like this? Like,
yeah.
I don't think so. Like, maybe the music might be on, maybe they memorize the choreography, maybe they might be dressed that way. And then maybe you really talk to them and be like, oh, like, let's go to another spot. You put them out of their element in a different place. You take this dancer, the singer, and put them like in a normal like bar or some shit.
Mm.
It's going to seem like you just plucked them out of like obscurity of like a fantasy world.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that they can't dress like this every day. We have like overly stylized and dressed up and like flamboyant artists in America, but they really will dress like that just to go outside or just
right.
to go to the gas station or this and that. I don't imagine these people going to the laundromat, like they don't have to. They
right.
have like literally boot camps, like a whole like dorm. It's like a college dorm, and they're just like, they'll have like 50 like people training or some shit. And then the ones that are actually the group are the group. And then maybe when they branch out, then like they'll push out the next one.
I actually saw a video of Blackpink, and they were in a room, and this is what's in a hotel room. This is their home, bro. All four beds were in one room.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, this definitely looks like...
You think it was like the startup? Like,
nah, bro.
The startup, or...
Nah, they were already a band.
I saw something, bro, that said they only get like 10% of everything they make.
What?
Like, Yeah, bro. Like, we imagine artists over here, they're complaining about if they have, like, 360 deals or whatever. We wanted to bring the idea of, like, slave contracts in, where it's like, I've heard only this term more in their music.
What, slave world. Contract? Like, the term
when it's literally, like, yeah, where it pretty much seems like, okay, you sign your life away for fame and money and this and that, and you get to live the lifestyle, but it's like, I feel like they
could,
like,
they keep it.
Even that. It's like, you hear about all type of stuff like that, like car rentals, clothing rentals, stuff like that. But I don't even think, like, even jewelry they have and stuff is like, we might see one of our rappers have certain jewelry and he'll keep having it. He'll go outside and he'll still have it.
Yeah, yeah.
These right. people, like, when they go outside, it's like an actor. Like, they're not going to be dressed, like, in the role that they were in the movie. They're going to dress regular, like, you know, fucking Adam Sandler or Ben Affleck. They're just going to have a t-shirt on and jeans and then maybe, like, put on a beanie and shades and be like, oh, shit, I'm famous. I got to, you know, be careful. Then,
so why would they sign up for this?
Because it seems like that's the only way to, like, break through. It's like, you got to play the game. You got to be in the system.
Mm.
And, like, if we're talking, like, we don't know how much a hand the government has in pushing this stuff out. But, like I said, there's a lot of money to be made. I'm not taking any of these artists, K-pop as a whole, as intellectually capable and business-minded as much as they are just creative outlets that can be used. They can't choose. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce could be like, oh, it's a bag, and, you know, it's not that bad. These people would be like, I feel like their government, not their government, their fucking agency, their fucking, you know, record label will literally be like, this is who we're rocking with.
And
like, if Apple says they want to do a deal with them, yeah, we're doing it. You could be like, oh, I don't like Apple products, planned obsolescence, this and that. It doesn't matter what you think. It's like I'm telling you, I've seen some stuff more on the end of, like, conspiracy about them not really having any say or any individuality. It's like the individuality is
so
a role picked for them.
So it's like government throwing money in it, the agency dictating lyrics, clothing, style, all that.
I think they can still play around with, like, their lyrics and what they want to portray.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to those other ones, it's like, it might, you know, it might be just like a Asian dude and a white dude, and they're programming and designing and, like, writing lyrics out, and then they'll, like, hire all the right people, like a production company, to make this shit happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying is the case for a lot of these K-pop artists, especially if they're only getting 10%. How much say do you think they can actually have? And that's what I'm saying is the case for a lot of these K-pop artists, especially if they're only getting 10%. How much say do you think they can actually have?
Bro, we just talked about the music, instrumentals. We talked a little bit about, you know, how K-pop may be made and the artists themselves. But in regards to Blackpink and Pink Venom, you know, I think it's a good track. I think it's fun. But, you know, given everything we talked about, I'm giving it a 3 boomboxes. How about you?
I feel like that's fair. I'm going to go with a 4. And, like, it would be 5.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, then again, I'm a little bit more harsh and critical on the whole K-pop as a genre. So, like, I feel like 4 is a good number to give them. It's nice. Like, I feel like there's always something better, something more creative, something cooler. Mm-hmm. But it definitely is one of the cooler things we've, like, looked at, I think, recently.
Yeah. I mean, it's better. It's better than Cash In, Cash Out, that's for sure. So, you know what? Let's give it a 3.5 boomboxes.
Yeah.
That's fair.
This episode brought to you by Ying Yang Productions, where order and chaos creates art. By Yin Yang Productions. Balance delivered.
All right, you already know. It's your boy, the arsonist. Destroy them all, but also create. Don't sell your soul. Hold on to your faith and, you know, just spread love and creation. And individuality. Be yourself. You don't have to do anything, you know, in order to try to make it. You don't have to feed into the trends and all that extra stuff. Just have fun, you know. Also, got a book for sale on Amazon. You don't have to buy it, but if you want to buy it, it's a little pricey. And, you know, sorry, not sorry. Swag.
All right, guys, at Believer T. Cassidez on all social media. It's been really good hanging out with you guys. This is a great conversation. Make sure you guys listen to our previous podcasts, you know. And like Arson said, you know, make sure you stay individual. Peace, love, all beautiful things underneath the sun. Stay positive. And go on Amazon and you can buy my rap book. It's a prompt book, 10 prompts. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed Season 1, Episode 3 on Pink Venom by Blackpink. We enjoyed creating this episode for you all. In the comments below, tell us what you think about Pink Venom, and tell us your thoughts on the name. If you have a song you want us to review, DM us at Twitter, Soundbox Reviews, that's box with an O. We also provide interviews, so reach out, and we'll help out. Make sure to check out our website for all your music review needs at soundboxreview.blogspot.com. And please, like, subscribe, follow, share, care, love, hold us in your arms. Anyway, we'll see you on the flip side, my friends, for episode number 4.